Hi, today we have Surya Namaskara with mantras. Surya Namaskar, the sun sequence with mantras. Annie Jones. Copyright 1992, Life Foundation School of Therapeutics, UK. Thank you for not copying this tape. Well, side B is Savasana-Relaxation, Symphony of Sunlight, Dr. Mani Patel. Copyright 1992, Life, Foundation School of Therapeutics, UK, Maristow House, Dover Street, Bilston, WV146AL. And the sleeve is a sunset over water. So side A, the sun salutation. Side B, relaxation, a symphony of sunlight. Benefits, flexibility and muscle tone, health and vitality, radiant joy, alertness of mind. Many. So, this is the sun salutation with mantras by Dr. Mani Patel and Annie Jones.
Hello, I'm Annie, and I'm here to take you through one of the most dynamic and invigorating sequences, the Surya Namaskar, the sun salutation. I call it the physician. Why? Because its incredible combination of movement and mantra combine to create a perfect symphony of health and vitality. It skillfully tones and strengthens all the major muscle groups, increases optimum function of the major systems within the body, including the circulation, respiratory, and digestive. It also encourages a strong, healthy spine, and there is a saying, we are as healthy as our spine. In this way, this wonderful sequence will become your greatest friend. Traditionally, it is used early in the morning as the sun rises. Take this opportunity to embrace the tremendous strength and potential that exists within you. I know it's there. Regular practice of the sun salutation will give you the strength, courage and determination and enthusiasm to achieve the success you have always wanted, to make your dream a reality. Welcome to this joyful celebration of life. Now about this sequence. Each movement is accompanied by a mantra. I will repeat the mantra twice so that you can join in with me. Prior to this, I will make reference to the chakra that is focused upon during the posture. And finally, I will translate the mantra into English. This will provide you with a deeper understanding of the powerful significance of this sequence. Why are mantras important, I hear you ask? Mantras act as a bridge between mind, body and spirit. The joy latent in every human being comes alive. Throughout the sequence, I will also make reference to a special type of breathing called Kapalabhati. In translation, it means to clear the mind. It is a diaphragmatic breathing technique that activates the solar center. It involves a series of 10 to 12 short, sharp breaths expelled through the nose by the use of the muscles of your diaphragm. The chest is a passive observer. Let me demonstrate. I breathe in and then expel the air. My advice is, don't try to do this while you're talking or trying to make a tape. On a more serious note, perform this breath gently, without straining. If you do have a blood pressure complaint, then omit this particular practice. Remember, take your time and really enjoy the experience of entering into this wondrous journey. Let me remind you not to overstretch or strain your body in any way. Stay comfortable and relaxed. If you do feel any discomfort, stop and consult your experienced yoga teacher or physician. Well, if you're ready to begin, I'm ready. Stand in Tadasana, the standing position. Bring your praying hands to your heart and visualize the rising sun. As the first pink and orange rays emerge over the horizon, focus your awareness on the Anahata Center and chant, Om Ham Mitraya Namaha. Salutations to the friend of all. Stretch your hands out in front of you to greet the rising sun and imagine that you are taking hold of it in your palms. That's wonderful. As you see the sun rising, begin also to raise your hands. See the sun changing color. Brilliant hues of red and orange, becoming brighter and more golden. Look up at the sun and allow that solar energy to pour into the Ajna Chakra. Arch backwards without straining. Keep your arms straight. And then return to the upright position with your hands above your head. Breathe in and practice the Kapalabhati breathing. Together, hold, focus your awareness at the Ajna Chakra and chant, Om Him Ravaya Namaha. Salutations to the one who shines. Still imagining the sun in your hands, begin to bend forward from your waist into the Peace Asana. Place the sun gently on the ground by your feet and relax your head and arms. Practice the Kapalabhati breath. Focus your awareness at the base of the spine, oscillating between the Muladhara and the Svadhisthana chakras. Chant the mantra, Om Surya Namah. salutations to the one who induces activity. Now place your hands on the ground and take your right leg back to the runner position. The left thigh should be parallel to the ground and your right leg should be stretched as far back as is comfortable. Place your hands on your left knee and straighten your spine, pushing your chest forward. Straighten your arms, but make sure that your shoulders remain relaxed. That's wonderful. Now slowly turn your head to the right, looking over your right shoulder. Now turn your head to the left in the same way. Take your time. Finally, allowing the head to face forward. Practice Kapalabhati breathing, and then focus on the Manipura chakra. Chant the mantra, Om Haim Banaveya Namaha. Salutation to the one who illumines. Now lower your hands to the ground and take your left leg back to meet the right into the inclined plane or the presser position. Gently lower yourself to the ground and lie with your arms by your sides and your left cheek to the floor. In your own time, rest your forehead on the floor. And focus your awareness into the Hara center, the area around the navel, and feel the whole of this area pressing against the floor. Focusing upon the Hara center, chant the mantra, Om Haum Kargaya Namaha. Salutations to the one who moves quietly through the sky. Placing your hands under the shoulders with the palms on the floor, fingers facing forward, tuck your toes under and gently raise your abdomen and hips, keeping the knees and toes on the ground. Focus on the Anahata center and chant the mantra, Om Haha Pushne Namaha. Om Haha Pushne Namaha. Salutations to the one who gives strength. Now gently lower your body once more down to the ground and relax as we prepare for the cobra posture. Slowly lift your head from the floor and push yourself up with your arms. Try to keep your navel on the floor, even if this means keeping your arms bent. The elbows should be tucked into your sides and shoulders relaxed. Wonderful. Now increase the stretch by raising your head to look up at the ceiling. Come out of the full stretch, look forward, and gently practice the Kapalabhati breath. Focus your awareness on the Vishuddhi chakra and chant the mantra, Om Ham Hiranyagarbhaya Namaha. Om Ham Hiranyagarbhaya Namaha. Salutations to the golden cosmic self. Slowly and gently, come down out of the cobra and rest for a moment, by placing your arms by your sides and your left cheek to the floor in preparation for the dog posture. If you are familiar with the dog posture, you will appreciate that it is a fairly dynamic posture. So do not hold for any longer than feels comfortable. When you're ready, brace yourself. Tuck your toes under, bring your hands to rest either side of your shoulders, fingers facing forward, and lift yourself into the inclined plane. That's great. Raise your hips into the air. Now separate your feet 2 to 3 feet apart. Place the crown of your head on the floor if you can, extending and straightening your arms out in front to form the dog posture. Try to keep your heels on the floor. In this dynamic position, practice Kapalabhati breathing. Focus your awareness on the Sahasra chakra and chant the mantra, Om Him Marikaya Namaha. Salutations to the Lord of the Dawn. Return to the inclined plane and lower yourself down onto the floor and take a well-deserved rest for a few moments. Place your arms by your side and left cheek to the floor. Ah, doesn't that feel good? When you're ready to continue our journey, we will repeat the cobra. Bring your arms to rest either side of your shoulders, elbows tucked into the sides of your body. Allow the forehead to rest on the floor in front. And slowly begin to raise the head and chest from the floor, keeping your lower abdomen in contact with the floor. Feel yourself rising forward and up. Finally, allowing your head to extend back, opening the throat. Now raise your head to look forward and perform the Kapalabhati breath. Wonderful. Focusing on the Vishuddhi chakra, chant the mantra, Om Hum Adityaya Namaha. Salutations to the son of Aditi. Lower your body down to the floor and rest for a moment as we prepare for the second runner position. When you're ready, tuck your toes in and raise yourself into the inclined plane once more. This time, move your right leg forward, keeping your left leg extended behind you with your foot flat on the floor. This is the runner position. Now place your hands upon the knee, right hand on top of left, that's it. Still smiling? Now rotate your head to the right. And then continue this gentle flowing movement to your left. Gently allow your head to face the front and perform the Kapalabhati breath once more. Focus on the Manipura chakra and chant the mantra, Om Haim Savitre Namaha. Om Haim Savitre Namaha. Salutations to the Benevolent Mother. From the runner position, place your hands on the ground either side of your right foot. Straighten the right leg whilst drawing the left leg forwards. This will naturally bring you into the Peace Asana once again. Practice Kapalabhati breathing. Focus on the Muladhara and Svadhisthana chakras and chant the mantra Om Haum Markaya Namaha. Om Haum Markaya Namaha. Salutations to the one who is fit to be praised. Gently begin to uncurl your body, one vertebrae at a time, like a young fern opening to the sunlight. Keep your arms and neck relaxed. Finally, raise your head and return into Tadasana, the standing position. Bring your hands into the praying hands position at the heart center and focus on the Anahata chakra and chant the mantra Om Ha Ha Bhaskaraya Namaha. Om Ha Ha Bhaskaraya Namaha. Salutations to the one who leads to enlightenment. We will complete this beautiful sequence by turning round three times in a clockwise direction whilst chanting the final mantra together.
Om Shri Savitru Surya Narayanaya Namaha.
To the Universal Spirit. You are now ready to embrace the day, your heart overflowing with appreciation, gratitude, and wonder for the presence of the beautiful Surya. I like to end this sequence with a child pose. It gives a feeling of inner resolution. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful journey. May it inspire, uplift, and set your spirit free to dance through the galaxy of life. Have a wonderful day, and may the sun always shine in your heart.
Now, side B, Symphony of Sunlight.
Hello, my name is Dr. Mani Patel, and I'm here to introduce to you the beautiful relaxation following the sun salutation that you have just been doing with Annie Jones. If you can begin this session, first of all, by lying down on the ground or sitting on the chair. Find a very comfortable position, relaxing the whole of your body onto the ground, and then gently just begin to feel the beautiful contact that you have with the floor beneath you. It might be worthwhile just closing your eyes for a few moments so that the breathing can be relaxed and calm and tranquil. After all, a relaxation response is meant to totally energize you, and especially this one, because it is to do with the energization from our solar center, the Manipura center, which is in our solar plexus. Once your body has completely calmed down and the breathing rate has become harmonized, there is harmony in the heartbeat of the heart, and all the thoughts of the mind have calmed down and relaxed. With your eyes closed, bring all the attention of the mind upon the breathing pattern that is occurring in the region of the abdomen. With our eyes closed, focusing upon the abdomen, we can come in contact with the expansion of the body as we breathe in, and the gentle contraction of the body as we breathe out. Breathing in, expanding, and breathing out, and gently relaxing within the center of our being. Continue to do this for a few moments until you find a total synchrony and a harmony between the body and the mind and the breath. And of course, the breath itself is a gateway and a catalyst between the body and the mind. So gently, as you breathe in, allowing the breath to go down the body to the point of the solar plexus, bringing all your attention and awareness to that point, and then seeing the rising and the expanding of the abdomen on the in-breath. And then gently and slowly, as you breathe out through the nose, keeping the mouth closed all the time, allow the body to relax and gently sink into an awareness of calm tranquility. Breathing in, expanding, rising of the abdomen, and breathing out, relaxing and allowing the abdominal wall to relax upon itself. As we sink into this relaxation, allow the vibration of the in-breath to gently free the energy at the solar center. Imagine the mighty sun giving off its rays in all direction from that solar center. Your arms are relaxed by the side of your body. Your legs are apart. Your eyes are closed. And the breathing is gently harmonized by putting the attention of your mind upon it. And as you breathe in, let us begin the relaxation procedure step by step and stage by stage. Breathing in and allowing the vibrations of peace to gently rise up from the abdomen towards the diaphragm. Breathing out and relaxing the whole of the abdomen. Breathing in, allowing the relaxation to gently rise up through the abdomen, through the diaphragm, up into the ribcage. And breathing out and relaxing the ribcage, relaxing the chest. Once again, breathing in gently and slowly. And allowing that breath on the in-breath to gently travel up. Gently allowing that breath to rise up through the diaphragm into the ribcage and down into the spine. Relaxing on the out-breath the whole of your back into the ground. The small of your back, the lower thoracic, the upper thoracic, letting it rest onto the ground. Again, continuing with the pattern of moving up on the in-breath, expanding the rays of the relaxation up towards the ribcage on the in-breath, moving up to the top of the ribcage and allowing the vibrations of peace to travel down your right arm, through the right shoulder, into the right elbow, into the right hand. Breathing out and relaxing the whole of your right arm onto the ground. If you're sitting on a chair, just allow the whole of your right arm to just gently relax and melt towards the ground, dissolving into a peaceful and a quiet state. Once again, attention on the in-breath at the solar and the sun center from the abdomen. Breathing in, rising through the diaphragm, up towards the ribcage, and gently this time towards the left shoulder. Breathing out and relaxing down the left arm, into the left elbow, the left hand. Relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. Breathing in, becoming aware of the rising of the abdomen as the energy of relaxation builds up. We travel up in that in-breath up towards the neck, relaxing the muscles of the neck and towards the mouth. And as we breathe out, relaxing the muscles of the mouth, the jaw, and gently allowing all the tension to vanish from around our face. Breathing in, rising like the beautiful sun up towards the neck, towards the face. Relaxing the whole of the head onto the ground. Feel the contact of the back of the head touching the floor. Let the floor carry the head as you breathe out, relaxing the eyes, relaxing the forehead, relaxing even the softness of the hearing of this voice. Relaxed hearing, relaxed mind, relaxed eyes which are closed. Once again, breathing in your own time and at your own pace, rising towards the apex of your head, relaxing everything on the way, the muscles of the face, the muscles surrounding the eyes, the muscles of the forehead, and coming to the apex of the head, the crown of the head, and relaxing the entire head onto the ground, feeling the peace and the tranquility surrounding all your five sense organs, And now that we have completed the upper transition, we come once again to the focus, onto the solar center, in the abdomen as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, travel down towards the pelvis, relaxing the lower abdomen, the sacral lumbar region of the spine, the whole of the pelvis relaxing onto the floor, letting all the organs that surround that region be relaxed and become peaceful as you breathe out. Breathing in once again and allowing the sun rays of relaxation to travel down towards the right leg, relaxing your thighs, relaxing your knees, relaxing your calf muscles of the lower leg, the gastrocnemius and the soleus, traveling down through the Achilles tendon into the heel of the right foot, asking the right ankle to relax, the right foot to relax, and all the metatarsals of the right foot to relax, and leaving the entire right leg totally relaxed and peaceful on the ground. Relaxing once again, becoming aware of the in-breath. And then as you breathe out, slowly traveling down toward the left leg, relaxing the thighs, relaxing the left knee, the lower left leg, the left ankle, the left foot. Allow the whole of the left leg to just simply relax onto the ground. Now that your whole body is relaxed and on the floor, or sitting on the chair, it is totally and completely relaxed. Allow your breath to become synchronized with your thoughts. Slow breathing, calm breathing, slow thoughts, calm thoughts. I am relaxing, I am relaxing, I am relaxing. Let the whole of your body gently sink into the ground or onto the chair, but totally and completely relaxed. Totally and completely peaceful. My body is relaxed. My mind is calm. And I can begin to feel the great sun shining out from the solar plexus center of my being, recharging me, energizing me, giving me strength, bringing my body health, empowering in my mind total discrimination, bringing into my mind creative thoughts, and finally in disappointment with myself, I am content and happy, safe and totally trusting. So in this safe environment, I acknowledge to myself that I am precious to myself in body, mind and spirit, and I have something valuable to contribute to this creation and to this world. May I have no doubts and resistance of my own personal contribution to this world. And with these high, empowered thoughts and deep conviction, we once again become aware of the breathing that happens in the abdomen, the energization that is taking place there, and we will awaken every part of our physical being gently and slowly. So once again, putting our attention and focus upon the solar center, we bring new life and energy into our abdomen, bringing sun rays, sun energy, creative energy, inspiring energy to travel up through the abdomen and the ribcage, filling our arms and our hands, allowing that same energy in calm, tranquil state to travel up through the neck, bringing new shine and a new radiance upon our face, upon our eyes, upon the creative mind that we possess, the intelligence that is there within our head. We give it an opportunity to flourish. The same energy travels from the solar center through the spine, from the base to the apex, recharging the nervous system, the endocrine system, the muscular system, and the whole of the physiology of the body becomes revitalized. The same rays allow the rays of this rejuvenation to travel down from the abdomen into the pelvis, traveling into the right leg, giving the legs the strength and quality of endurance, down the right leg, and then allowing those radiant rays to travel down into the left leg. Once this process is complete, before we open our eyes, and before we feel the total effect of this relaxation and the power of this process, imagine yourself has been newly created, just been born, but with all the abilities and all the energy and all the ideas that you have always dreamt of. Allow your body to be seen as a healthy, fit, energetic, and a dynamic body. Give your mind the qualities of total discrimination, calmness, contentment, and peace. And give your heart a dream vision of always expecting the best and the highest, and that everything is going to go your way. Things are going to turn out just right for you. Every incident and every event is going to add strength and opportunities into your life, and every person you meet and every interaction that takes place will be a step towards fulfilling all your dreams, all your ambitions, and all your goals. With this inspiring and reality thoughts, you can begin to gently open your eyes. Move the fingers of the hand and move the toes of the feet. Become aware of the breathing, the heartbeat, and the life that flows through you. And then finally, become aware of the position of the body, and then allow the intuition of your body and the mind to guide you to do some simple movements, flexing the legs, moving the arms, stretching, whatever feels right. Just allow this movement to take place over the next few minutes. Do spinal rock, massage your spine by just moving along the length of the floor, and just moving from left to right or forwards and backwards. Just allow your body's intuition to guide your thoughts and actions. And then finally, just allow your body to go into the recovery position by turning over to the right hand side and holding that recovery position for a few moments before you sit up. And now you are prepared and you are ready to face the day and face the rest of your life.